I like to think of it as proof of evolution. Somebody had another question?
Well, well, thanks. Yes, I can.
Next question.
I got you. I got you.
What one of the most amazing things as a musician that happened to me, Silas was going to the Telluride Bluegrass Festival all the time, you know. But you know, we were listening to more Godsmack and Green Day than, you know, I thought maybe was advisable, but, you know. But the pyrotechnics at a Godsmack show at Red Rocks, you can feel them. But, oh, man, that's bluegrass needs more of that, you know. Yeah. But... one of the most amazing days of my life, because it's tough to be a musician, you know. Silas said, "Well, you know, Dad, I always thought bluegrass kind of schmoograss. You know, I don't know, you know, but I realized, man, like Bela Fleck and Sam Bush and all these guys and Tim O'Brien, these guys, man, I've known them like my whole life, and like these are my people." And felt like something bigger. Bluegrass music. Yeah! That was one of the best days of my life.
Yeah. All right, then. Yes, sir.
I got to play music with Dewey Balfa, a Cajun musician who was kind of like the Bill Monroe of Cajun music. He got Cajun music out of Southwest Louisiana into the Smithsonian Folk Festival and all around the country in Newport. And it was so wild. Like after every tune, Dewey would either be just smiling and just laughing, or just absolutely crying his eyes out. You know, and he said, "Cajun music, man, it's about 50-50, man. You should be crying at the end of half the songs playing Cajun music." So I don't know. I guess bluegrass music ain't quite like that, you know. But that one always makes me cry. It does. So, next question. Yes,
absolutely.
Hartford was the most profound performer I've ever witnessed with the crowd, man. The expression is he had the crowd by the, yeah. Never seen anybody so in control that could, you know, make a crowd stand on their heads by raising his eyebrow, man. I've never seen a more masterful performer, and he really set the bar for what it means to be a musician and interact with the crowd. You know, John, you know, could have you singing in a minute's time and you know, be playing, you know, the most, you know, abstract, way out of nowhere, old-timey fiddle tune, and have the whole crowd absolutely engaged in something they've never heard, and, you know, just stunning. So as I approach being on stage, I often think, you know, my role, you know, especially in Leftover Salmon with these guys, you know, my plan is always to be the worst picker in your band, you know, and yeah. So, you know, my job is to be the crowd guy in Leftover Salmon. Yeah, you know, I feel kind of like a little bit of the conduit, you know, that gets that exchange going, and I learned a lot of that from John and the depth of his musical knowledge and appreciation, and God, his writing, God, I'd have to say the best writer of the 20th century in my book, and just the catalog is encyclopedic. I'm always finding stuff that I, you know, I haven't heard, and I dig up everything I can find. It's just amazing, you know. And then to think about all those tapes in the Steam Powered Preservation Society, Tut Taylor's, library of stuff that is, one of the things helped this festival helped happen. Man, it was the preserving that stuff. They're just hours and hours of tapes from Tut Taylor's kitchen table, you know, just amazing stuff. And the tradition, John, how to perform. It's I think about it all the time. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Sas, I don't know if you ever got to see John play.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's a shame. How many people here saw John Hartford play? Excellent. Any good John stories? Oh, yeah.
He couldn't sign his autograph with both hands at the same time.
Wow. And he didn't let anything go sloppy, man. You know, it was. Yeah. Wow. He could have been a drummer. John always carried a really nice pen with him whenever he signed anything. It was always in a fine calligraphy, man. It just spot on, you know. It was everything he did was done with such style and grace. Amazing man, yeah. Love to one of my last memories of him. He was sitting in a hotel lobby in Denver. Sitting in this swing with like this gauze curtain around him, and he was I walked out and he was sitting in there, and I came back in and he was still there, and I had a little conversation with him. He was reading Life on the Mississippi. He loved Mark Twain and he loved the river, and I've been lucky enough to get on the Julia Bell Swain a few times and play music on it. That's an amazing thing. It's up in La Crosse now, and it may be being repaired, I think, and with intentions of going back out. Anybody ever been on the Julia Bell Swain? It's a beautiful boat. Any ever been on a river cruise out of Peoria? Stay away from those people. It's really good that they identify themselves with the orange shirt. It is. It's very helpful. You know, if they ever give up the orange shirts, man, they're going to be able to infiltrate much further into your campsite. So. Yeah. Well, let's do that. Here's one where you. God, the pick last night, man. So many great picks last night. So many good musicians in the campground. We had a 7-piece classical on all bows. It was an all bow jam last night, and it was just improvised classical music. It was just incredible. All with glow sticks on the end of the fiddle bows, man, you know. And, God, I just love the picking at this festival, man. It's awesome. And I love how the crowd sings when you do these workshops.